RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. MP on the mic. It's Wednesday. We are so dang close. What is up, Richmond? Michael Phillips here. MP on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. Here's what we're doing right now. We're going to the airport. We're going to Denver. Going to check in with VCU today. So today's game plan, Gary Hess sitting in for AWOD, which I am excited about. We got a good show for you today as well. Get you ready for VCU. And then at 1:30, we're going to rejoin you. So I'll disappear after this. We got some great stuff for you planned already in the bank. VCU practices at 1:30 in Denver at LeVar Ball Arena. Okay, it's actually LaMelo Ball Arena. No, okay, it's just Ball Arena. VCU has their open practice. We'll be there courtside. We'll jump in with Gary. We'll give updates. We'll have a ton of fun. So this is awesome. It's a great time of year. I was reflecting yesterday. You know, we wait for this. You, as a sports fan, you wait for this for so long because VCU has not won a tourney game since 2016. All right, so it's been a hot minute, y'all. You know, you wait for these moments for years and years, and then when they come, obviously you celebrate and you enjoy, which we'll certainly do if they win tomorrow. But you know, also concurrently with this, we had the coolest January we've ever had here, because the Washington Commanders made the NFC title game with Jaden Daniels and all the hope and all that. That was the first time since 1991. So when I say we've been waiting a hot minute for that, we've been waiting. And so for both of our teams to be in this position now is really cool. You wait for one of these years, and you know, if VCU wasn't in the tournament, I'd do Commanders talk with you all day, and I'd enjoy doing Commanders talk with you all day because it was an awesome season, and it's worth continuing to relive the fun that was the 2024 Washington Commanders season. They were in the NFC title game, but then you stack that on top of here we are getting ready to go to Denver, getting ready to cover VCU in the NCAA tournament, coming off an A-10 title. We've only got 3 of those since they joined the A-10, 9 title game appearances, 3 A-10 titles, including this year's group. It's fun. It's a great time to be a sports fan, great time to be around. We got the whole staff hanging out, contributing today. Reminder that the King's Dominion giveaway is on pause because we are on pause. We will pick that up tomorrow. So 10 o'clock live tomorrow. We'll be in Denver. We'll be getting you ready for VCU against BYU. Been talking with a bunch of people about that. We'll have some great preview material. We'll have some great guests. We will also resume the King's Dominion giveaway. Reminder all week long on The Fan. Giving away a 4-pack of tickets to see King's Dominion and Raptera, their new single-wing launch roller coaster. So tune in to The Fan tomorrow for your chance to win tickets to King's Dominion, your chance to ride Raptera, the newest, coolest roller coaster up there at King's Dominion. Always love taking my gang up to King's Dominion. We do that once a year. We were annual pass people for a minute, and now, you know, we go do it. We hit the rides. I'm excited to see Raptera. Girls aren't going on Raptera with me, but I will go on Raptera. We did that at Universal a couple weeks ago because I was out of here a couple weeks ago. We took them down to Universal, and they kind of hit the wall. You know, it's 2-3 in the afternoon. It's hot. They hit the wall, and I'm off to ride Jurassic Park. Y'all have a good one. And I did. I rode Jurassic Park, and it was amazing. I like theme parks. I like King's Dominion. I like they were giving out King's Dominion tickets during AVCU basketball in the tournament pregame show tomorrow. Tourney is officially underway. North Carolina steamrolling San Diego State. Hello. Statement game right there. Too bad in the MP plan it does not count as part of the real tournament. But that was exactly what they needed to do. Boy, there was a lot riding on that one, and they delivered. Who knows what the future will hold for the Tar Heels, for Hubert Davis, for everybody there. That's the team they're capable of being. That's the team they can be week in and week out. We saw it from time to time. They've been so dang inconsistent. Say, channel my Roy, so daggum inconsistent under the current administration. That's what they're capable of. It's a talented basketball team, and you saw it last night. How about the end of that first game? The Jaden Daniels, the Hail Mary. That was the down court pass, tipped, caught by the kid, puts it in. That's a finish to a tournament game right there. That's a way to earn your way into a blowout loss against the one seed. Love that. It reminded me of a certain play from football season that I'm also still enjoying. Alex Ovechkin's hunt for history continued last night as well. No goals for the Capitals. He remains 8 away from history. As we, time's ticking on that one. My initial prediction that he'd get it early next year sure feels like it's coming. It's closer to reality these days. That said, he's going to put up a hat trick one of these nights. He's going to just get the job done and bang. That's where we'll be. It's MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, tourney time, bracket time. We're going to break down the brackets today. We're going to get you ready for everything. AWOD joins me. We'll share notes about our teams, some pre-recorded content for you. It'll be a lot of fun. And then at 1:30, jump back in on AWOD Radio. We'll be live courtside in Denver as they get ready to play against BYU in the NCAA tournament. I mentioned we wait for these. This is my favorite week. I don't talk as much college basketball as AWOD normally. I watch it. This is my dirty secret. I'm from Kansas. I went to the University of Kansas. That's not my dirty secret. Y'all remind me of that all. Literally every time I see a Final Four poster around here, I am reminded of that. I get plenty of reminders of what happened when those two teams met. I remember. I didn't like the Morris twins either, just so we're all clear on that. That's not the secret. You got to love basketball at Kansas. It's a great basketball school. You go to the basketball games. I'm a baseball guy. I'm a baseball guy going back. I love baseball. I'm now a football guy. Everybody likes football. It's America. People like football in America. And I could watch an infinite amount of football and break it down. I think it's a great game with tons of wrinkles as well. And then you've got hockey, which I've taken to since I moved out here. And so you see what I'm saying. There's a big four sports. And it's fourth. Now, I'm not saying I don't like basketball. I like all sports. Like, when we get to the Olympics, y'all, we're going to be breaking down curling in here. Don't you worry about that. We are going to be right on top of it. Nobody does esoteric knowledge like this radio show. So don't you worry about that. We're going to be right on top of curling all Winter Olympics long. But it's four for me. Of the big four, it's fourth. But I've always held this weekend an incredibly high esteem and regard, and love watching the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. Love the games, love the action, love the madness. And here we are, we're doing it. Tying up other bows here, the astronauts are back. The astronauts splashed down yesterday. Let's go. Yeah, let's go. The astronauts are back home after their 9-month we weren't stranded in space stint there. So congrats to the astronauts. You're back in time for March Madness. That's a win right there. The astronauts have not been in space for a March Madness. You know, say what you will. They were up there for 9 months. They had to eat the space pace. You know, they're stranded. They never missed a March Madness, though. Never missed a March Madness. Congrats to the dudes who are going to be getting vasectomies this weekend. I know that's the show as well. A lot of you guys, maybe you guys are going in right now. We're taking on all topics on this show. I have been there before. Not on March Madness, but I've been there. I'm with you. Stay strong. Ice it up. You'll be fine. Watch the basketball. Fill out the bracket. I love that became a thing, too. You remember the local group, they called their promotion Vasectomy Madness. And the NCAA sued them and said it was too close to March Madness, which they hold as a legally registered trademark. And I'm not a lawyer, and I don't plan on weighing in on that other than to say that's objectively hilarious to be sued by the NCAA over the use of March Madness, or as West Virginia informed us yesterday, the National Corrupt Athletic Association. It's so funny. When you're winning, they're great. When you're losing, they're bad. When they do something you don't like, you sue them and get them to change it. The NCAA, folks, they are the punching bag they have always been. All right. Reminder, here's the deal. MP on the mic right now. I'm at the airport. I'm going to Denver. We got some great pre-recorded content for you. AWOD at noon. Gary has to be sitting in for him. 1:30. We're back on the air live from VCU practice at Ball Arena in Denver. VCU BYU is the show, folks. Tomorrow, we'll be getting you ready all day, fired up for that. You are listening to Richmond's Home for the Rams. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
Empty on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Always live worldwide on the free Odyssey app with the rewind button. And I'm excited for tomorrow's show. I think this will be one of the best days of radio we've done since I started here, a year and a half ago now. We've obviously had some fun Commanders shows. We've had some fun sports shows. We've had some fun non-sports shows. The excitement of our local team participating in the first day of the NCAA tournament, though, it's going to be off the charts. It's going to be a ton of fun. We're going to be down in Denver. Bring in our guy, Adam Epstein, AWOD Radio. Denver, you've never been.
No.
Mile High City. You got your oxygen mask? You ready?
To have an oxygen mask?
No, you're not going to physically exert yourself enough to need an oxygen
mask. That's what I was wondering, because Darius Theus did an interview yesterday where he was talking about how, you know, you're going to feel it 4 minutes into the game. I wonder, am I going to feel it 4 minutes into watching the game?
No, yeah, they will feel it, though, four minutes. In my experience, I've been to a lot of high-altitude places. The second day, you wake up with a headache. It's a weird thing.
Yeah,
I don't
know
how it works.
A lot of water.
You're going to drink a lot of water. That's perfect. I'm going to drink a lot, too. But I water? Sure, yeah, I'll have some water as well. For whatever reason, that second morning you wake up and you just like have a headache.
Oof.
And you take some Advil and you keep moving.
Okay.
Isn't that the end of the
you
world?
You are the Advil guy, right?
I mean, couple Advils, we keep
I showed
moving.
Up on Friday of Radio Row, and the first thing I said was, do you got any aspirin?
We had a role reversal this year because in the Vegas week, the time zone really hurt me. I'm not going to lie. I'm not here to.
Your late night poker.
Right. But if I'd had late night poker and could sleep until 9, now we're in a different ball game. But it was late night poker and waking up at 5 a.m. to bring the people the entertainment they deserve. That five of those caught up to me. I'm not going to lie. It caught up to me over time.
Yeah.
This year, you went harder than me in New Orleans, unquestionably.
Well, it was my first time ever to New Orleans.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it was. I'd been to Vegas before. I'd done that. We had a ton of fun, but it wasn't New Orleans. It was just, that's what it was to me. It was, everything was new in New Orleans, and I had extreme FOMO.
Yeah.
Like, I was missing out on this party, this party. And the coolest thing is, you know, with that New Orleans trip was late night, you just walk on the street and you would run into people. I ran into Joe Burrow Thursday night at like 3 a.m. That's just crazy to me.
It's such a small area. Like, everybody's just in the same space hanging out, which is outstanding. That was a fun week. This is going to be a fun weekend. VCU in the tournament. We've done this a lot, but we haven't done this in a while where VCU wins. We've been waiting a while for a tourney win. I think they're still a national brand. I think they're still very relevant. I think they're still the class of the A-10. I don't mean to suggest they're not any of those things. But how important is it to get a win when the world's watching? Because it's been a minute.
Yeah, no, it's vital. It really is. Not that this season wasn't already a huge success and an accomplishment. I mean, you can't find many other teams around the country. Well, maybe you can this year when we said all the regular season champs won their conference tournament, but not all of them were predicted preseason.
Yep.
By the media, by the coaches as well. I go back to walking into the BDC back in October, getting our first chance to interview Ryan Odom, and he said, hey, the goal is clear for this season, to advance to the NCAA tournament. They achieved that goal, but they're not done yet. I don't think they've played their best basketball in the last month. And so there's room to grow. There's room to improve, especially for, I think, Max Scholga and Joe Bamisil. And I'm also going to throw this factor out there, Michael. I think that Ryan Odom really wants to take down a team from the Northwest. They lost to Utah last year in the NIT. They lost to Nevada earlier this year.
Yeah.
New Mexico.
Yeah.
He played at Utah, or he coached at Utah State.
Yeah.
He wants this win.
Yeah, and this is where you establish yourself as a national brand, right? We know how they do all season long, but a lot of people tune in right now. Tomorrow's going to be their first day of watching NCAA basketball. Oh, VCU, I know them. They went to the Final Four. Shaka Smart. Who's this new guy? How's he doing?
The other thing is, everybody seems to have this narrative that, oh, man, VCU and their defense, that's going to be incredible. This season's team has been all about offense. The defense has been really good, and we've seen a bit of a return to havoc with the full court pressure. But, yeah, that's the biggest thing, and I think is going to be eye-opening for those who are finally watching VCU for the first time on Thursday is they're a great defensive team. They're a damn good offensive team and might be able to go toe-to-toe with BYU offensively.
Choose your pace. VCU locks it down, fights in the mud, wins this Mason style, 65-60, slows down, smothers BYU, or VCU picks to run, to hang with them. It's 90-85. They're flinging threes. They're running up and down. Do you have a preference?
Yeah.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The running game. Because I think that if this game is 75-74 with 4 minutes left, VCU wins because their defense will get clutch stops. I really do believe. I'm worried about you, BYU pulling ahead here, like we saw last year with Utah. Got to get off to a fast start. Don't want a trail going into the locker room. Yep. They will make good halftime adjustments because they've got an NBA coach. He's seen the game. He knows the game very well.
Yep.
Ryan Odom will make his adjustments as well, but you want to be in this game with a chance to steal it late with your defense and clutch shooting. And also, the last three games in the A-10 tournament, it came down pretty much to the final 4 minutes. I mean, Loyola Chicago took a lead 51-50, and then VCU closed on a 12-4 run.
You look at Charleston, how they lost late in those games, and you look at the last month and how they've won late in games. I believe that this team has figured out what they need to do to win in these clutch possessions. I agree with you. If they keep it close, I really like their chances late.
Nothing against BYU. They totally deserve of the sixth seed when you consider their run in their conference tournaments, the semifinals, and what they did in conference play and non-conference play. But they had a three-game losing streak and a two-game losing streak, and at times this year, defensive pressure forced them into a ton of mistakes. They've got a really talented freshman in Igor Demin that at one point there was talk that he might go number one overall. Crazy or not, that happened in about October of this year. But against pressure, he has been forced into mistakes. Now, what's interesting is I did not think that he was going to have 5 assists per game. You hear about this kid, sharpshooter, going to the basket, 6'9", freshman with a really good game. 5 assists, that's more than Max Scholga. I mean, that is great numbers. College hoops, you usually see guards with like 3 to 4 assists. 5-plus assists, that's a huge number for a team that scores 80 points a game.
Zach Joachim just texted us his bracket. He's filled it in. He's in the books. He's got Auburn as well, just like you. Would you like to guess who he's got them playing?
In the championship?
Yeah.
I'm hoping VCU.
He only has them to the Final Four. Ye of little faith. He has VCU losing to Houston in the Final Four.
Gary Parrish picked VCU to lose to Duke in the Elite Eight. There is a lot of talk that this is a second weekend team, and I think it's deserving.
How fun if they win, they're back in New York. I said on my show yesterday, 6 of their last 10 tourney appearances have been on the West Coast, or however you want to score Denver, Salt Lake City. I'm not interested in quibbling. The point being, these are places fans can't get to. They have been shafted time and time again by the selection committee. It would be refreshing to get them back to New York, to get them back to the East Coast, to get them in front of Ram Nation, who there are so many people we've both talked to who want to be at this game, who would be at this game, but you just can't be at this game. Thursday, 4 o'clock in Denver, it's brutal to get to. It would be nice, and it would be well-deserved for this team and the fan support they've received to get them home.
Yeah, I have a couple of buddies that are actually making the trip, but they were not going to make it initially because 2 p.m. Denver time tip-off, they wanted the late session. So you can drink all day and then watch VCU. Maybe some fans are thinking about that because in an early game, if you lose, I mean, that's depressing the rest of the day.
Yes, it is. It is. It is. As once your team loses, you can't watch the rest of the day. That's why I always prefer the night game. BYU fans can't drink, so we got they're not going to sell a lot of booze. The VCU fans can't make it. BYU fans can't drink.
Are we going to take on a whole religion this weekend, Michael? What are we doing?
We'll have some dirty sodas out there, or whatever it is do.
I might have to watch American Primeval to get ready for this. Bring them young, just murking people in that show.
I'm going to watch Secret Lives of the Mormon Wives. We'll get ready in our own ways. AWOD Radio, noon to 3 every day, joins us here for a little bit of crosstalk ahead of our trip to Denver. We'll be live tomorrow for... I bet we do 6.5 hours of live radio by the time they finally get to tip, because these tips always end up later than you think they're going to be. 6.5 hour pregame. That's pretty good right there. Not a lot of markets doing that. We're here for you right here on 910 The Fan.
And honestly, there's just so much to talk about with VCU basketball. You can spend an hour on the starting five. You could spend an hour on the bench. You could spend an hour talking about Coach Ryan Odom and his staff, who have done such a terrific job. And that's what I'm excited about here is I already know from talking to Rodney Ashby yesterday that they went to a hotel in Georgetown to watch Selection Sunday.
Yep.
And then they waited there before making the trip back here. All right. Why did they wait? All of the coaches wanted to download onto their laptops information about BYU.
Watch some tape.
On the trip home, they could watch some tape.
Grind on some tape.
And this coaching staff, their scouting reports have been terrific.
They really have.
They defended Jalen Haynes better than anybody in the Atlantic 10. I mean, they just destroyed him in the first half against Mason.
I think one of my favorite things all year long was going into every game, it's, here's this guy, he's been really good, and that guy never does anything
right
against these guys.
Right. I mean, coming into the game against Davidson, it was, oh, Reed Bailey could be conference player of the year. Then he had 4 turnovers and couldn't hit a shot. I mean, the same thing against, who was it, Fordham, had the leading score, 19 points per game, and then he shut out in the first half against VCU. Now, on the other hand, though, they did have Donovan Dent of New Mexico put up 40 on their face.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's something to be worried about for sure.
These West Coast teams are good. That's certainly hovering in my mind. But no reason VCU can't win this basketball game. Any Denver celebrity signings you're hoping for, like a John Elway or something?
Oof.
Peyton Manning still lives there.
I want Leonardo DiCaprio.
He lives in Denver? All right.
No, but he wore a VCU shirt once in his life. If you Google image Leo VCU, you can see him wearing the shirt. And, I mean, it feels like a good place to go watch the NCAA tournament game. Have you seen who will be on the call?
No. Who is it?
Don't know the play-by-play guy.
Okay.
But color analyst? Washington Wizards legend Brendan Haywood.
Brendan Haywood.
Also North Carolina Tar Heel.
First weekend brings out all the stars. There you go.
I love Brendan Haywood. I'm hoping I can get him on the show Thursday.
I think he can.
Yeah.
I think there's a non-zero chance Peyton Manning's in the house. That's all I'm saying. I would like that. I'm going to get him on the show if he is. We're going to get a little...
Can we get Matthew McConaughey?
We definitely need to get Matthew McConaughey.
Right, just I don't know.
Number one Commanders fan.
Right, exactly. Maybe he's there because there's a connection. I don't know. You know who should make the trip? Mo Ali Cox.
Dude, that was so fun to see him.
Yeah. He was staying at the most baller Airbnb in the DMV all weekend long. There was a pool in his Airbnb.
I know how deep the alumni base is here of, like, famous basketball people, but to see them all on the court after the game, after the win, it was like, oh, like, we've been doing this for a long time now. This is not a fly-by-night operation.
No, it was cool to see the Burgess family photo.
Yeah.
Jordan and Bradford there.
Yeah. Good memories. All right, AWOD Radio, noon to 3, and live all the way up until tip-off tomorrow, which we're fired up about. We'll catch you in Denver. Looking forward to it. Back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Let's reset the board here. Here's what we're doing today. We're going to hand it off to AWOD Radio at noon, but it's not AWOD Radio. It's AWOD Radio featuring Gary Hess. There's an important reason for that. We're on a plane right now to Denver. Some things you can control in life, some things you can't control. One thing we could not control. So we're going to be on a plane going to Denver right now. We've got an exciting day for you, though, because here's the deal. VCU takes the practice court at 11:30 Denver time, so that's 1:30 Richmond time. So at 1:30, we're going to pop in with Gary. Hopefully, we'll be on the ground in Denver. That would be ideal. Assuming we are on the ground in Denver and at Ball Arena, we will be popping in with Gary, giving you live updates from VCU practice and press conferences and interviews. So that's awesome. So come back about 1:30.
That'll be cool. Because we are doing what we're doing, we're on an airplane right now. We recorded this earlier this morning. So if big things have happened, you don't know about them from me. But the only big thing happening in my world is that VCU is in the NCAA tournament here on the home of the Rams. So again, we've got fun coverage starting at 1:30, where Gary Hess is going to chat with us live. VCU practice at Ball Arena in Denver. And then tomorrow, 7 hours approximately of pregame. We're going to start at 10 a.m. in Denver Eastern time, and we're going to take you up to tip-off at about 4:30, currently listed at 4:05. Those estimates are rarely correct. So we're going to be with you all day getting you hyped for VCU basketball. In case that wasn't enough, we're bringing back the very popular King's Dominion giveaway from yesterday. We gave away a 4-pack of tickets to King's Dominion. We will do that again tomorrow during both my show and AWOD's show in the lead up to VCU basketball, which is great, man. What a great time of year. All right, so yesterday I was in Richmond at the time, and I ran into the mayor, Danny Avula, which is a thing that happens in my line of work from time to time. And so I asked him about VCU and whether or not he does a bracket. Here is the mayor, Danny Avula.
I will do a bracket. I haven't yet, but I'm feeling very excited that they're in the dance again. I was here in 2011 when the last run was and the city was on fire. So rooting hard for the Rams. Hope we get to see some of that energy in the city again.
That's the hard-hitting journalism you came here for, folks. Danny Avula, mayor of Richmond, chatting with me yesterday about VCU. Man, we all remember that. 2011, it was special. Everything they do from here will be judged against that year. Broad Street shutting down, all the fun. Going to Houston, going to San Antonio, going to the First Four, that game against Florida State. You think, George and I were talking about this at the A-10 tournament, just the moments in time where things change forever for everybody. That Florida State game in Chicago, I believe it was, in that first round there. And man, if Florida State wins that game, they have a pretty decent path to doing what VCU did. Leonard Hamilton maybe has a Final Four or a title under his belt. We view his legacy differently. We view Florida State basketball differently. VCU loses that game. Maybe Shaka stays. Maybe he's never as highly touted as he ultimately becomes. Maybe he stays longer. Maybe it's a little different trajectory for VCU basketball, a slower build. That's the beauty of sports, one play, one moment, and that was as thrilling as basketball games come back then. My other memory of that trip is from Houston. Hazel, I'm sure you've heard this story before, but we go to Houston. So this is back when the newspaper, like, printed a newspaper and people read it. So I'm dating myself here, I get that, but it was a big deal. And so, you know, advertisers want to support the local team and all that. So we had more advertising than we knew what to do with the Final Four week. And so they call down to Houston. They send all of us down to Houston. We're all down there. I'm nobody at the time. Like, I'm not the VCU guy at the time. I'm not even like a guy at the time. I'm just, you know, hey, you get down to Houston. They need your help. And the reason for that was because we needed to produce a 36-page section. It was an absurd number. I don't know if that's the exact number. It was an absurd number, a 36-page section, something in that ballpark, of VCU Final Four preview that Saturday. So no story went untold, obviously, with 36 pages. We're all just scrounging around trying to find as many stories as we can because everybody in town, every company in town has bought an advertisement in this VCU Final Four section because everybody's losing their minds over VCU being in the Final Four. So I'm in Houston. I love being at events. The Final Four, obviously, this is a thrill for me. The Final Four is late. The first tip-off is like 6 o'clock, and so you got all day to kill. And you know, same with the playoffs, right? We were in Tampa for the playoff game. It's surprisingly hard to kill a whole day in a city, right? Because you're in Tampa, you're like, there's a million things to do in Tampa. I don't want to do any of those things. What do you do in Tampa? You go to the beach, right? I don't go to the beach, be out in the sun, drain myself, not drink, and then, you know, come back and have to get ready to have a big night covering a game and doing what I do and dialing in. You don't want to over prep for the game, because in your head get flooded with the information, the number is surprisingly hard to kill a day, I guess, is the bottom line here. Well, hopefully we've got that problem in Denver on Saturday. I would like to have that problem in Denver on Saturday. All of which is to say, when you're on the road, no suggestion is ever declined. Anybody who suggests anything, immediately everybody's like, I'll do that with you. Yeah, absolutely. No reasonable suggestion refused, which is how we've ended up on a lot of adventures over the years. But in this particular instance, I was talking to somebody at the hotel, you know, hotel bar the night before, all the PA. They said, you know, there's a network of underground tunnels that connects all the buildings in downtown Houston. I said, I did not know that. That is because it gets scorching hot there, and it's a city made of concrete in Texas. And so you can walk between all the downtown buildings in these, like, passageways that go under the city. All right, so that's cool. So the next morning, you know, have breakfast, kill some time, watch some TV, whatever. So I'm going to go find the tunnels. That's my plan for the morning. So I go to the concierge. I'm like, hey, I heard there's tunnels under the city. She, yeah, how do I get to them? She, we don't have an entrance, but the building across the street does. It was some kind of office building or something. So I walk into the building across the street. This is relevant to the rest of the story. So as I see the entrance to the tunnel, and as I'm coming in, there's a cleaning person coming out of the tunnel. And they hold the door open for me, and I thank them, and I go into the tunnel. And I am now underneath downtown Houston. This is cool. This is what I came here to do, right? This is fun. Walking around the buildings, I'm looking around, walking around the tunnels. I can't help but notice there's zero people anywhere in the tunnel. There's like a Wendy's in the tunnel. It's closed. It's boarded up. Everything. There's like, you know, an ATM. It's turned off. There are no signs of life in the tunnel. But because I am an idiot, I don't think anything of that. So I'm walking around for a while. And then I'm like, all right, it's time to get out of the tunnel. Now, I don't have, the iPhone at this juncture yet. We're dating again. I don't have GPS on my phone, but this is not going to be difficult. There are exits everywhere. I'm just going to pop up, get above ground and figure out where my hotel is. I try the first door and it's locked. And I try the second door and it's locked, but this is not a big deal. Because remember, I got into the tunnels. So I can get out of the tunnel. So I go back to the initial door where I came in, and it's locked. I got in because the cleaning person held the door for me to let me in. Did they know that they were dooming me to this? I don't know. Check my cell phone. No service. No bars. Nothing. Trapped underneath downtown Houston. And I realize this is how I'm going to miss the Final Four game that VCU is in, that this newspaper has spent $10 bazillion to send me down to Houston to cover, to write these hundreds of stories for, to the people of Richmond, and I'm somehow going to miss the game. So now I'm panicking, running around, trying all the doors. Ultimately, I find one that has like a clear, like a look-through window, and I camp out by it for a while. And it felt like an hour. It probably wasn't an hour. It felt like an hour. Bang on the door because I see a cleaning person come by. They come, they open the door for me. I am freed. I made tip-off in Houston. VCU didn't win, but I got a story out of it. Hopefully get some VCU wins this time around. It's VCU BYU. We're fired up. It's going to be great. Gary Hess taken over here at noon. MP and AWOD on our way to Denver. We will chat with you at 1:30 from inside Ball Arena as VCU practices to get ready for what is one of the most highly anticipated games in a while. Time to see if VCU can win its first tourney game in a little while. Time to see if BYU can beat a team from the A-10. That's all coming up right now. Gary Hess taken over for AWOD. We'll talk to you at 1:30. You're listening to Richmond's home for VCU basketball. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.